Miss Purvis! Miss Purvis! Miss Purvis, get a doctor quickly!
Did you call Mrs. Weaver?
My husband! My husband's poisoned me! Get a doctor and the police! Quickly call the police! Miss Purvis!
Mrs. Weaver? Mrs. Weaver? Mrs. Weaver, where are you? Oh, Herbert.
Elsie, go back upstairs.
But that scream. It was Agnes. She was crying for help.
Please.
She said something about poison. The Duke.
No, no, don't go in
Let
there.
Let me pass, Herbert.
Please.
Oh. Oh. She's dead. Herbert, she's dead. What have you done?
I didn't mean...
I shall have to call the police.
No, not yet.
I'm sorry, but I must telephone.
Elsie.
It's no use, Herbert.
Elsie, listen to me just for a few minutes. Then phone them if you want to. Please, I beg of you.
What's the point?
Please.
All right.
Wish I knew where to start. If I'd had any sense, I'd have left her years ago. Such a mean, spiteful woman. Suppose I never realized how mean she was till about a month ago.
More pudding, Herbert?
Not for me, Agnes. Had enough, thanks.
Come on, I can't have this going to waste.
I've had enough, thanks, Agnes.
Oh, I almost forgot. The Millers have sold their house.
The Millers?
Guess how much they got.
Haven't a clue.
$4,250.
No.
True as I'm sitting here. House is in much better condition. Bet we'd get at least four or five.
Maybe, but as we've no intention of selling...
But why not? There are flats going up near the common for about $3,000.
Who wants to live in a flat?
I do. The flat's much easier to keep clean. And there'll be central heating, too.
But no garden. And what about my bees?
Your bees? Oh, they're more important than my comfort, are they?
Well, I didn't say that. But they're my hobby, and I've spent a lot of time and money on them. And I certainly can't keep bees in a flat. Besides, what about Miss Purvis?
Well, what about her?
Well, she's been a tenant for quite a few years. Can't just turn her into the street.
We'll give her notice.
Oh, it's not as easy as all that. Why, that top floor's let unfurnished. It's rent-controlled. She's protected. You can't just give her notice.
Oh.
And believe me, it's not so easy to find a buyer when you've got a sitting tenant.
Oh, we'll get rid of her somehow.
Let's see how we can.
There are ways and means.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Easy enough, Herbert. Just make life as awkward as we can for her.
And she did. Didn't she, Elsie? I made it clear I wouldn't sell. And it wasn't just the bees. Truth is, Elsie, the one thing that kept me sane was having you to talk to. Those meetings on the stairs weren't always accidental. When Agnes was out, I'd wait in the hallway, hoping you'd fill your kettle from the sink on the landing. And the moment I'd hear the tap, I'd call up the stairs. And often as not, I'd go up and join you for a cup of tea.
Certainly made this place nice and cozy, haven't you?
Well, I've tried to. You've a very nice home, too.
Yes.
I'm surprised you aren't in the garden. Whenever I look out, you're nearly always down by the beehives.
Well, there's a lot to do this time of the year. Bees have to be looked after, you know. On occasions, you have to feed them just like children.
Oh, and what do you give them?
Syrup. I make it up myself with ordinary granulated sugar. Helps them through the cold weather.
Yes, I suppose bees are like other pets. They have to be looked after. I remember when I had my cat...
Yes, I was sorry about that, Miss Purvis, but Agnes felt
that... Oh, please... Don't apologize. I realize it wasn't your fault. But it's no use pretending. I still miss her. One gets so lonely.
Wish I could ask you downstairs,
but... please don't worry, Herbert. I do understand.
Yes, I think you did, Elsie. That's why I couldn't believe it when you passed me by in the street the other week, remember? I followed you across the road and called after you.
Elsie!
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Weaver. I'm afraid I can't stop. I'm in rather a hurry.
What's wrong? Have I done something to offend you?
I think you know very well what's wrong.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't.
You've put the house up for sale, haven't you?
The house?
Don't pretend. There's a card in the window of the estate agents. I've seen it. Oh, it's your property. You've every right to sell it if you want. And as a sitting tenant, I'm a liability. I realize that. But I won't be intimidated, I promise you.
Look, I wish you'd explain.
Mrs. Weaver told me that I'm not to use the bath anymore.
What?
She says it's on the first floor and not part of my flat. She's consulted a solicitor, I gather.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it, Elsie. Believe me, I knew nothing about this. Now, leave it with me, and I'll talk to Agnes the moment I get home.
Well, that's what I intended, but as I hung up my coat, she called from the kitchen.
Herbert? Herbert, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Come in here, will you?
What's wrong now?
Look at the jam.
What?
The jam dish on the table. Look, it's full of bees.
Well, if you will leave the dish uncovered. If it wasn't bees, it'd be flies.
It's not only the jam. They get into the larder, the bread bin, everywhere. Even the neighbours are complaining. You'll have to get rid of those hives.
I won't, you know. They can't prevent me keeping bees. I've broken no regulations.
But you might have some consideration.
Well, look who's talking. Now, what's all this about the bathroom?
Miss Purvis doesn't waste much time, does she? Invite you up for tea again? Oh, I'm not blind, but she fancies you, you know.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, you listen to me, Agnes. You can't stop her using the bath.
Can't I? The house belongs to both of us. I've a say in the matter. Her lease is for the top floor. It doesn't include the bathroom.
Still set on moving, aren't you?
That's nothing to do with it.
No? Then why have you been to the house agents?
Just out of interest, that's all.
I'll bet.
I stopped her using the bath because she never cleans up. Every time I go in there, it's filthy. Well, I won't have it. In future, she can use the public baths.
But that's a bus ride from here.
Well, she can always find other accommodation. Can't she?
I tried to reason with her, but it was useless. I went into the garden shed and mixed some syrup for the bees. I poured it into the feeder and took it down to the hives. I fed the bees and did my usual inspection. Queens were healthy, combs were in good condition, and the entire colony was shipshape. There'd be a good yield, I thought to myself. And that's when I heard you call from the window, Elsie.
Mr. Weaver! Mr. Weaver! Quickly! Oh, hurry!
I didn't know what was wrong, but you looked so pale, I raced up those stairs like an express train.
What is it, Elsie? What's wrong?
I've been stung. The pantry's full of bees. In there.
Oh, careful, Herbert. There's an awful lot of them. Please do be careful or you'll get stung.
I'll just get this window open. That's it. Shoo, shoo. Go on. Out you go.
Look, I'm awfully sorry about this. It must have got in through the air vent.
Oh, you're not to blame. It's my own stupid fault. The marmalade pot was open.
Oh?
I can't think how it happened. I haven't eaten any marmalade for days.
How's the sting?
Oh, it's all right. I've dabbed on some bicarb. The pain's easing now.
As I came down the stairs, Agnes was sitting in the lounge, smiling to herself. Then yesterday, when I got back from work, I noticed there was something wrong with the hives. There were hundreds of bees crawling about near the entrance, trying to take flight, but they couldn't. Their wings were out of position and their bodies were all swollen and distended. When I examined the frames, there were dead bees everywhere. I couldn't understand it. The queens were dying too and the hives were ruined. Some kind of disease, I thought. And if I hadn't bumped into you later on, perhaps I'd never have discovered the cause.
But surely there's something you can do, Herbert.
Afraid not. The queens are dead. And even if I got some new ones, the colony would have died out by then.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Elsie, you haven't seen Agnes down by the hives, have you?
No. Oh, Herbert, you surely don't think that Agnes would...
Oh, wouldn't she?
Well, I saw her in the garden a day or so ago, but she was up by the shed.
The shed? You saw her go into the shed?
No, not exactly, but she may have done. Herbert, what is it? Where are you going?
I went straight to the shed. I keep a large tin of granulated sugar there. I unscrewed the lid and examined it. It looked all right at first glance. Then I saw some fine white powder among the granules. And as I emptied some into my hand, I noticed a smell, like garlic. I knew what it was immediately. Phosphorus. I bought some when we were in trouble with mice. I quickly searched for the tin in my cupboard under the bench. But it was gone. Someone had mixed the poison with the granulated sugar. And I'd poisoned the bees myself when I'd fed them the previous day. It was Agnes, I was certain. Well, there was only one way to deal with her. When I got back earlier, I offered to make the tea. As I brought the tray in, she looked very surprised.
Well, wonders will never cease. What's come over you? Now, don't put the tray on the sideboard. Bring it over here on the small table. Hope you warmed the pot.
Of course.
Oh, you've forgotten the spoon.
No, it's under the saucer.
Oh, no, it's all right. I can help myself to sugar.
You ought to go easy. You'll be putting on weight.
I've always taken 3 spoonsful. Not everyone likes it without.
All right, is it?
Oh, a bit strong. I think the milk's off, too.
Oh, tastes all right to me.
Oh, by the way, I had a call from the house agent. There are 3 people interested. Might get as high as 5,000.
Not with a sitting tenant, you won't.
Oh, she'll soon go if we force her to redecorate.
How do you mean?
It's in her lease. Cost her at least 200, and I know she hasn't got that.
Oh, so sure?
I'm very sure.
Been nosing about her flat, have you?
Does it matter?
You've been into her pantry, too, haven't you?
A pantry? I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? Oh, whilst I remember, you've run out of sugar.
Oh, there's enough here.
No, the bowl was empty, and there wasn't any in the kitchen, so I took some from the shed.
The shed?
Yes. I've got a jar of granulated, so I use some of that.
You... what?
What's up, Agnes? Don't you like the taste of phosphorus? Well, my bees didn't either. Very poisonous and quick-acting too, they say.
You gave it to me deliberately.
Painful, is it? Well, you've only yourself to blame, haven't you?
Oh, Miss Purvis! Miss Purvis, get a doctor quickly! My husband's poisoned me! Get a doctor and the police! Quickly call the police!
And I'm afraid I must, Herbert. I've listened to you, but I'm sorry, I'll have to call them.
Do. Doesn't bother me in the slightest.
But they'll charge you, Herbert.
No, I don't think so. You see, I haven't finished yet. There was nothing wrong with that sugar. It wasn't from the shed.
But you told Agnes...
Oh, yes, I know what I told her. But the sugar in that bowl's perfect. The poison was in her mind.